want you to open up your Bibles today. We're going to get into the Word of God. I know I left it a bit long, but the Lord is good. You know, I'm very grateful for the people that we get to serve with right here at this church as well. Those that are on production, those who you don't even sometimes see that are on what we call the dungeon. They sit there and they produce the show, and they produce not necessarily the show, but this is not just here. This is also going all across the world. So for those of you who don't know, we're believed to see our city saved, but also our nation changed. And so church today is not just right here, only here. There's many people that are watching us online, many people that are watching from all across the world on DSTV channel 341, Sky 590 in the UK, Facebook, YouTube, Faith Now. There's many people. And so quickly, can we just give our team right here just a round of applause just to honor them? Every camera person, every person in production, every person in the band, the ushers, the security. Our security is amazing. Every single heartbeat group, every heartbeat team, we love them. And we're so appreciative of them. Amen. All right, I want you to turn to Exodus 24. I want to speak to you about something that's very dear to my heart today. And I want us to be very sensitive this morning to what I'm going to minister to you. I want you to be very aware of the presence of the Lord, because I believe that this is the cry of God, or not necessarily the cry of God, but the desire of God for you. That He wants to know you. He wants to be close to you. And God is calling us up higher, say higher, to higher places. Not to receive more of God, because you have the Holy Spirit, but to become more aware of Him. To become more aware of the God that you serve. Because how many of you know you don't need more of God? He gave you the Holy Spirit. He is everything that you need. You don't need two Holy Ghosts. You don't need extra anointing. You have the Spirit of God dwelling on the inside of you. And I want to speak to you today about meeting on the mountain. And I want to encourage you to take some notes. I'm going to be brief. But I want to speak to you about meeting on the mountain. Now, I'm not talking about a physical mountain. However, you are more than welcome to climb up a mountain and meet with God. There's actually a hill at our farm that I pray on. And it's above everything, and I can see everything, and that's my mountain. But your mountain can also be that quiet place, that secret place where it's just you and the Lord and nobody else. Not your wife, not anybody, not your kids, nobody else, where it's just you and the Lord. And what I want you to realize today is that He is always calling you up higher. And today, I want to provoke something in your heart, a hunger to seek God more than you've ever sought Him before. To truly pursue after Him with everything in you. To be an individual that truly knows God. Not to be an individual that knows of God, but that an individual that knows God, that has encountered Him. Because I want you to realize something, that your public life will be a product of your secret life with God. The level of power that an individual walks in is determined by their level of private dedication in the secret place where no one else is there, and it's just you and God. You know, when I get around people, and this is not to boast in myself, but when I get around people, I can feel where they're at in the spirit. I can almost probably tell you pretty accurately how long they pray, or how much they spend with God, or how much they read their word, just by being around them. There are certain individuals that when you get around them, you feel God. Certain individuals that when they step, the room changes, you feel the presence of the Lord. They haven't even said anything yet. It's because of a dedication to the secret place where no one's looking. Because there's something you must realize about your Father, is that His eyes are on the secret place, and He doesn't reward you in the secret place. He rewards you in the public place. Go away, go where no one else is doing, and pray to your Father who is in secret, and He will reward you openly. But my prayer is that we as a church, we will be a people of His presence. We will be a people that when we step onto the scene, people feel the presence of the Lord. And it's got nothing to do about you, but who dwells in you and who's living through you. Nothing to do with you. Everything to do with Him. You see, I felt this coming to my heart, and what I began to recognize and what I'm even meditating on now is Jesus said, if you've seen the Father, you've seen me. Well, by redemption, we should be able to say in 2022 that if you've seen me, you've seen Jesus. If you've seen me, you've seen him. Because the scripture says that Christ is in you, the hope of glory. The Bible says that you are now in Christ. And I said this to the staff on Friday, too many people are in church and not in Christ. We must be in both. And we must have lives that are marked by the presence of the Lord. It is not about theology. Yes, you need to have a foundational understanding of scripture. You need to be able to rightly divide the word of God. But we need to be a people that hunger for his presence more than anything else. A people that are marked by his presence, that people can debate, but when you are on the scene, something is different. We must be a people of his presence because it's his presence that distinguishes us. It's his presence that will set you apart from everybody else. And you see, if you want an increase of God, you want an increase of his glory, you want to become more aware of him, you have to ascend the mountain. There's three types of individuals. There's climbers, there's campers, and then there's quitters. There's those who live in a place of continually climbing that mountain. Continually seeking God with everything in their hearts. They never settle. They always want more of him. When I say more of him, I don't mean to receive more of him, but to become more aware, better terminology, more aware of him. Then you get campers. Because the higher you climb, the less baggage that you can carry with you. The more vertical that it gets. Many people, when they climb Mount Everest, there's different camps at different levels, and there's some, they stop at the camp before the peak because they just can't make it that high. And we get to a place of spiritual stagnation. That I attend church every Sunday, that I'm in a small group, that I'm doing the spiritual growth class, I'm doing Rock Solid Faith. But then they settle and they camp at that area. Can I tell you something? God is always calling you up higher. There is no stagnation. Even now in my personal life, there is a growing in knowing. There is a growing in knowing. Paul said that I might know him. A man of God who had every natural thing that he could boast about and tell you. Member of the Pharisee. The Pharisees, the strictest group, a pure-blooded Israelite. He said, I count this all as garbage. I count it all as nothing. See, our primary pursuit needs to be knowing God. Our primary pursuit needs to be the presence of God. God, I desire to know you. Jesus said in John 17 and verse 3 that is actually eternal life, that this is eternal life, that they know you, the one true God, and your son, Jesus, the servant who you sent. Jeremiah tells us that anything that is worth boasting, if there's anything worth boasting about, it's boasting about knowing him. In fact, put on the screen Jeremiah 9:23. You can give it to me in the NLT or any translation. The NL tree. Thus says the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, nor let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches. Next verse. But let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord. If there's something worth boasting about, it's not about your riches, not about how powerful you are, how demons tremble when you're on the scene, not about how rich you are or how wise you are. If there's something worth boasting about, is that you know your God. Because the Bible says in Daniel 11 verse 32, which you will always hear in this place, that's the people that know their God that shall be strong and carry out great exploits. You see, to know Him, you have to be a climber. You have to ascend the mountain. Because it's men on the mountain that know their God. It's men on the mountain, men and women on the mountain that meet with God. There are certain moments that will not manifest until you're on the mountaintop. There are certain things about God that will never be revealed to you until you get to a place of ascending His mountain. And I'm not talking about a physical mountain. I want to speak to you about your secret place, that place of intimacy, that place of prayer, that place where there's no music in the background, there's no people around you, where it's just you and the Lord. Where it's more than just me giving Him my shopping list and I've been there. And then saying, that was a great prayer. Thanks, Jesus, and I'm out. Last night as I was praying, I was spending time with the Lord because I can't minister to you. I can't minister something to you that I know not of. And I was praying and praying in the Holy Ghost, and the first hour went by and I was praying in the Holy Ghost and I felt like I was striving. And I came to the place where I shut my mouth and I felt the Lord say, it took you that long. You see, you will never ascend until you know your identity. Sometimes we try and strive to earn the acceptance so that I can be with Him. See, identity empowers intimacy. Because of redemption, because of my faith in the blood of Jesus, because I put my faith in Him, the Bible says I can come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy in my time of need. I can come boldly into His presence. Knowing that I'm not a peasant, knowing that I'm not defined by my occupation, knowing that I'm not who everybody says I am, I'm a son of God. You're a daughter of God. He is your Father, so that when you come in there, you're not trying to strive to earn His attention, but you just shut your mouth and it's there already for you. And when He comes, He begins to move. And when He comes, He begins to reveal things to you. When He comes, He begins to touch you. Let me tell you something, the higher that you ascend, the less of you goes with. The higher that you go up, the less of you can go with. That pride can't go with, because else you start camping there. Your occupation, I'm a man of God, all the miracles that I perform, all of these things, that stuff can't go with you, because I'm pushing higher. I'm going after Him. He is all that I desire. Everything else is nothing to me, but all I want is Him. And you see, I must decrease that He might increase. The way up is to put yourself down. And so He calls us up higher. And the things that I'm speaking to you about today are very deep things. Things that you need to know. Things that need to be on the inside of you. That you need to be a man and a woman of the mountain. That you need to be a person that prioritizes the presence of God more than you prioritize anything else. Meeting with that person, going to that place. But you prioritize Him. No, I can't go out. I'm with Him. I can't take that phone call. I'm with Him. What you'll learn is that when you start prioritizing that time, all the distractions in the world come up all of a sudden. Your phone, no one's been trying to contact you. All of a sudden, everyone is trying to reach you. Because something happens when you begin to ascend that mountain. Something happens in your life when you begin to ascend, when you begin to climb. I'm not going to camp. I'm not going to quit. Because many people quit. They climb. They're on fire for God. And all of a sudden something happens and they quit. I'm done. I'm going back. I'm offended. This person said this to me at church. The amount of people that I've heard say this kind of things to me, and I look at them in the eyeballs and I say, you want to go to hell over what a person said to you. But we must be a people who desire nothing but the presence of God, because it's in His presence is everything that I need. You need healing. You need a touch from God. Seek His presence. You need a breakthrough. Seek His presence, because in His presence is breakthrough. In His presence is healing. In His presence is everything that you could ever desire. There is no lack there is everything that you need. In my presence is fullness. Some of you need joy. Seek His presence. You don't need a counselor. Seek Him. Seek Him and you won't be lost by the things of this world, because the more that you climb. And you see, He calls you up.